Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Peches. Peches, we are on Pei Zayin Amabez. We're in the Perika Oreg, right? We still have a couple of dafim here in Perika Oreg as we get into all the different malachas relating to Shabbos after a couple of prakim relating to issues of Hotzah. So we've been talking about Oreg and Kosev and Bone and Makabah Patish and a couple of others on the horizon as well. So we ended off with a question on Pei Zayin Amabez. We asked if somebody writes with a machlokas, Tanoim, if somebody writes one letter on a weekday and then adds on one letter on Shabbos, so then Reb Elezer is b'chayv achatas, because Reb Elezer says all you only need to write is one, right? Reb Elezer says that by one. Reb Yeshua poter, Reb Yeshua says poter. The question is why? The Gemara asks, why does Reb Yeshua say poter? Lama. O mishum ki malacha, is it because, well, according to Reb Yeshua, the malacha is two letters. And therefore, if you don't write two letters, you didn't do the malacha on Shabbos. O mishum shein aroi letzarifimo, or technically even adding on one letter could be a malacha, but it has to be, as we wrote, neg in zamzeh, has to be read with each other. And therefore, these are not read with each other. Why? Because, as the Karmel Eitha explains, if you write one before Shabbos, it's already old ksav, and it's already dry. Ksav yashon im ksav chadash eino mischaber yafeh. Umechzi kemenumar. It looks spotted. It doesn't look like they belong together. So maybe that's the reason that one is putter if one writes one before and one after. But if you would write somehow, it would be different, so to speak. Maybe if you wrote it like a minute before Shabbos, a minute after Shabbos, maybe that could be an afkamina. So Gemara says, Isachami, the Gemara says, wait a minute, come and see. Remember that in Bavli, it's Tashma, come and hear. And in Yerushalmi, it's Isachami. So there are those that note the difference between come and hear of the Bavli and come and see of the Yerushalmi. Isachami. Ila arak chut echad b'chol v'chut echad b'shabes. Shemin al-pater. One second. If you weave one string right on Friday and one string on Shabbos, what, you aren't you putter? I mean, you see, and even though those don't become old, they don't become dry, shame and a royalist, sorry if you mow, they can't combine. Obviously, they could combine, and yet you're still putter. So you see, it's not because of eno mitzdari fimo. El mishum ki malacha. You see that Rabbi Yeshua Shita is, and the Rabbanan Shita is, what we hold, and that is, there's a minimum shear. Two for weaving, two for writing, and therefore, that's the reason why, kasav os echad b'chov, achad os b'shabes, you only did half a malacha, you only did half a malacha. And it's not even chasi shear, as we've noted. There's chasi shear and chasi malacha. The malacha, it's a din, the two letters aren't a din in shiurim, by kol Torah kula. It's a din in the definition of the malacha itself. It's like a akira and hanacha. By hotzah, that's the two letters that we have by writing. And the Gemara says, Kehi da'amar, similar to the following. Ki da'amar of Yaakov bar Achar, of Yosef b'Shirah b'Lazar, kasav os achas b'Tveria, os achas b'Tziporin chayev. If you write a letter in Tveria and a letter in Tzipori, you're chayev, even though, let's say if you go from one to the other, yes, the Rimigash had the tshuva that we've mentioned that proves from here that they're within the same tchum, but even so, by the time you get to the second one, it's going to be dried out, it's not going to look exactly the same, and yet you're still chayev. Right? So you see, it's not about a question of negin zemzeh. Even if it's one a little drier than the other, it's still going to be nechshav writing together. They're negin zemzeh enough. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, you see, as we said, the issue is because of kiyum malacha, not because of eno roy lehitztaref imo. Delokain, because if you don't say this, what's the other option? Why you would say, if you write one in Tver, you want in Tzipori, what's the other option to be chayiv? Kribe lezer. It will be like Reb Elezer. There, Reb Elezer says, all you need is one. But that doesn't really work because according to Reb Elezer, all you need to write is one letter. You wouldn't say this whole kimta, the whole case of one in Tveria, one in Tzipori, right? You wouldn't need to say that. Just say that the one letter, right? So the fact that you wrote, say this one in Tveria, one in Tzipori, it must be that the reason is because of you didn't do a full malacha, and that's why it's what according to the Rabbana. In fact, Tveria comes up often in Shabbos. We have the Chami Tveria in this Masechta, and here you have Tveria and Tzipori. The Rambam, if you remember, I like to quote the Rambam in Perek Yudalid of Hilchas Sanhedrin Halacha Yud Beis, where the Rambam discusses there the travels of the Sanhedrin right after they left Yerushalayim. The Rambam says B'tchila k'shenivne Beis Hamigdash. As we learn from the Pasuk, and the end of Parshas Yisro is the Mizbeach. So you have to put the Sanhedrin next to the Mizbeach. There's a special Siyata Deshmaya that is given to the Rabbanan, when they paskin. That's what the, message of the halacha, that you have to have the Sanhedrin next to the, Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash next to the Mizbeach, v'amakam asher yoshem bochol, where they sat was not considered kodesh, cause only machlokes beis davar is allowed to sit down in the azara. Ukshin iskalka lahashura galu mimakom lamakom ulasar makom was galu. They went to 10 different places. V'sofan l'tveria. The last place they went was Tveria. That's the last stop. Umisham lo amad bezan gadol. There's no other bezan gadol that happened ad ata until now, says the Rambam in the 1200s. V'kabalahi shebetveria asidin lachzor tchila umisham netakal lamikdash. And we have a Mesorah that in Tveria, it's going to start again. That's where the last stop was. And then go back to the base of Mikdash. Interesting, thinking about it now, the Rambam himself, if you remember, is the one that says earlier in Hilchos Sanhedrin that you can restart the Smicha. Right? He has this unique sheet about Smicha, that even if you don't have Ishmi Pi Moshe Rabbeinu, if all the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael get together and vote to give somebody Smicha, they could give him Smicha. But the Rambam himself says here that it's not going to happen until... Right, he says, Kabbalah shebetveria asidin lachzor tchila, umisham netak lemikdash. That's where the Sanhedrin is going to start. What do you mean? You could create a samuch, and then he could be samuch others. Must be that the, Rambam is saying that, you know, that the Radvaz already says, vadavar tzara hechra, on that Rambam in, by smicha, how much lamaisa it is. Okay, let's continue. Pechas manalaf on top. Kasav, more about ksiva. Kasav, os achas b'shabas zu. Os achas b'shabas haba. If you write one letter on this Shabbos, one letter on the next Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Yishua Poter, Machlokas Tanam, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're Chayev Chatas. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says, all you need is one letter. So, forget the one letter, Shabbos Zu and one Shabbos Haba, all you need is the second letter. And, for Yechayev, for the second letter, Rabbi Yishua Poter, Rabbi Yishua says, Poter, in this case. Why? Because we've had this earlier in the beginning of Klal Gadol, but the Karban Eda quotes it, Svirale Shabbosos Inon Mitzdarfos, Ella Mechalkos. Shabbosos do not combine. Even if you don't find out in between. But that's what we're talking about here. It's one Helam. You don't find out in between. Still, we're going to say Shabbos is Mechalekes. And one might say that connects to the Kabbalistic idea that every Shabbos gives the Koach to the following week. Right? Every Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Ma'isa Brachos again and gives the koach to the following week. So every Shabbos is new. You can't connect one Shabbos to another Shabbos. It's a whole new world. Whole new koach of the world. And therefore, Bisho Poter says the Gemara, Asachami, again, another one today, Ilu Kasav Osachas B'chol, Vosachas B'Shabbos. One second. If you wrote one on the weekday and one on Friday, one on Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatas, Bein B'Shabbos Zu, Bein B'Shabbos Habolo Kol Shekein. So Rabbi Lezer says if you write one on Friday, one on Shabbos, it's going to be Chayev Achatas. So if you write on the two Shabbos, of course, right, according to Rebbe Lezer, what's the Chiddush? Right, if you look in the Karban Eda, Borei Hach Plukta, Mishnah Yaseiru, Tasha, Kshakosei, Vos Achaz Bechol, Vos Achaz B'Shabbos. If you write one on Friday, one on Shabbos, Rebbe Lezer is Machayev, Avagav, Shalom Netzer, Shnei B'Shabbos, even though they're not both not written on Shabbos, and they're not written by Vos Achaz. But surely, if they're both written on a Shabbos, shouldn't you say he's been Machayev? And the Gemara says you're right. The Chiddush is not Rebbe Lazar. Bebnei Chachamim, Shein Poterin. Change the Vav. It's because of Rebbe Yeshua. The Chiddush Rebbe Yeshua, that even in this case, that you wrote it on two Shabbosos, the Chiddush is that Shabbos and Mechalekes, and, he's not Chayev Achatas. See the Karban Eida. Bebnei Chachamim, Itzrich Lemisti, Lodiacha Kocha Dehetera. The Chachamim, Afilu Bekiagav Napatru. Even though you did it both on Shabbos and it was in one Helim, still we're going to say that Koach Dehetera Adif, so to speak, and because Koach Dehetera Adif, that's why we're going to, the Chiddush is to have it as the Chiddush of the Rabbanan, not the Chiddush of Rebbe Lazar. Well, we mentioned in the past that Rashi and Beitz on, that Bezman Beis, of Koach Dehetera Adif, where Rashi says, well, anybody could be Machmir, right? The Chiddush is to be Mekel, right? If you could be Mekel, if you don't know, just be Machmir. But let me just find the Lashon here. Rashi says, Koach Dehetera Adif Tovlo Lahashmi'enu Koach Divrei Hamatir. Sometimes the Gemara has it in both directions, but here with the language that the Karban Eda uses, Koach Dehetera, it's better to say the Koach Hamatir, Shu Someh al Shmuaso Ve'eno Yari Lahatir. If somebody really knows the halacha, they have shoulders and they can give a heter. Ava Koach Oser Nein Raya, to say that somebody asers in a certain case, there's no Raya, Shakol Yechol Mahachmir, Afil Davra Mutter. right? Even though it's not appropriate, but if you don't know, right? We say in the Vidui Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon on the Erev Yom Kippur, right? Mada hitarta asarti, umarsha asarta hitarti, umarsha hikalta hechmarti, umarsha hechmarti hikalti. Can't just be machmir and oser, something that you're not supposed to be oser and machmir. So we do Vidui on that. So, but in general, kochta tehera adif, says it's Rashi, beta dot base. Okay, we continue in the next Mishnah. Ha'osesh ne'bati nirin. Remember the weaving malacha. Somebody makes two bati nirin, these two holes, and you pull the threads through these rings on the loom. Bati nirin, benirin ubekiris, all different types of holes that you could structures on the womb, on the loom. Benafa ubechavro besal, or if you're making and you're weaving to make a sieve or a sifter or a basket chayev. In all these cases, all these types of weaving, you're chayev. Hatover shtei tviris. And also, as we mentioned, the malachas in the back of the Mishnah, if you sew together, tofer, if you put two things together, two garments, that's tofer. Or korea, amanas litvar. Korea is an inherently destructive malacha. So if you just do a korea stam for no positive reason, so then we say, fine, that's going to be putter, mekalkel. But if you're korea amanas litvar for a tikkun purpose, so then it's going to be chayiv. It's going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, benirin naira, those are the looms, the loops, bekiros kiruma, some type of harness on the loom. Rebbe ba, Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, amemateach stadav b'shabes chayim mishum tofer. If somebody has strings going through two garments and you pull it taut, that it tightens up with each other, that's tofer. That's tofer, and therefore, that's tightening, because it's coming apart before you did that. And therefore, it's going to be chayiv. We take out the next five words. Told the Mishnah. But the post can talk about tightening any type of knot. If you have very loose, let's say something somebody sits us. Sometimes one has the minhag of, like, you know, you put your talus over your shoulder before you put it on in the morning, and then you work on the tzitzis and you tighten it. So some poskim say maybe you shouldn't do that on Shabbos, because it's automatic that we're going to tighten it, and maybe that shouldn't be done on Shabbos. The other days of the week, one can, but maybe not on Shabbos. Okay, says the Mishnah, ha-korea. Once we're on the topic of korea, the korea has to be constructive. Ha-korea b'chamaso. What if somebody is very angry and they tear? Korea b'chamaso. Ve'al meso. Or if somebody tears because their relative died. Meso. Kolam akalkalin peturin. So the Mishnah seems to say if you tear in anger or on a niftar, so that's an example of a destructive behavior. Call him a kavklin peturin. V'amakab anas l'shakein shirik misakein. But if it's amanas l'shakein, so then it is, the shir is kimisakein. There is an interesting Rambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this in Hilcha Shabbos in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, Yud Yud, the Rambam says, ha-korea k'te lit v'rshtei tfiris, amana lit v'rshtei tfiris chayif. Abal ha-korea lafsida, pater b'b'neshu makalkel. But the Rambam paskins, based on the Gemara is a chilek in the Bavli. Hakorea bachamaso o alameis shuchayev lekro alav. If somebody tears in anger, or for a person that their relative they have to tear for, chayev, they're chayev. Right? It sounds like from our Mishnah, again, the Gemara in the Bavli quotes a Braisa, and then they answer, you know, who is it, who you're tearing for, what kind of kriya. But the Rambam, you know, the way the Rambam adds in a line to that Gemara. The Rambam says, why are you chayiv if you tear in anger, or on a kriya that you're chayiv to tear? So on a kriya that you're chayiv to tear, you could say, okay, that's, you're fulfilling the mitzvah drabanan, as we'll see soon, of kriya. But kabachamaso, the Rambam says, mebeisha miyashiv is daito, bedover zeh, viyanuach yitzro. You're getting out anger. Vahoil vachamaso shochachas bedover zeh, harezeh kemisakein vachayiv. Since your anger is calmed and assuaged through this act of tearing, that's kimisakein v'chayev. It's not just kimisakein, it must be mamish misakein, because the Rambam says chayev. Chayev is not just a drabanan. Amazing. So that's the Rambam here, based on the Gemara in the Bavli, and how it interprets this Yerushalmi. Says the, and that's, and that's also almeso. Almeso means if you had to tear, do the mitzvah. That's something constructive, and therefore it's going to be chayiv. Says the Rambam. Right, the mitzvah of kriya we know is a mitzvah that nobody wants to do. None of us ever want to do the mitzvah of kriya on a relative. But it's a halacha. It's a mitzvah. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Mem in Yaradeya, Mishemes lo meis v'hu mehamesim sharoi lehis abel alehem chayiv likro alav. It's not an option.
chayev likra olav. Vitzarach sheikra me'umad, has to be standing. Vikra me'yushav lo yatsa. Right. Wow. Sitting down. Standing is le'ikufa. Vitzarach lachzor ve'likroa, if one's tor, sitting down. Ulachadchila tzarach likroa kodem shistom panei ames. Okay, different minhagim about when we tear. When we tear before the espedim, after the espedim, the makkah, the moment of yitzias neshama, if one is there. So different minhagim about when we tear. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, beginning of that Simen Shin Mem, Pischei Tshuva discusses that it's best to tear somebody else involved. There's more busha. Kriya is part of it, quotes the Birka Yosef. Kol Kriya, Tov Shetia Ayide Acher, De Misbayesh Mimenu, Ve'ika Agmas Nefesh Tfei. Wow, that seems to be part of the mitzvah of Kriya, to create Agmas Nefesh for the loss. Sha'acher Korea Ksuso, V'hu Shosek, U'mekabel Alav Dino Yisbarach. Right, part of the mitzvah of Kriya is allowing somebody to start the tear or allowing somebody to be involved in the tear. That's a simin and a way to reflect that you're makabel the din shamayim. Or just like you're makabel the din shamayim in this willy-nilly, doesn't matter whether we like it or not, but also the kriya, so that's an act that reflects that we are makabel the din shamayim. But one has to be very careful. The Pesachei Tshuva continues that if somebody else is doing it, usually somebody else starts it and then we continue. But one shouldn't tear more than they're supposed to. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva says that could be an issue about tashkas, even though it's hard because with our shirts, like once you tear it, most of the time you're just going to throw it out. So what's the about tashkas? Tear a little more, it's going to throw it out. But maybe in the days of old where it was going to still be wearable, unclear, but he says, Im kara lo chavir yosem yidai chayav tahavle lemeidak. V'yafa de atzmo yin arashay lo kroosh ol kedino davar abal tashkos. Maybe it's the act of destruction itself, right? Even if you, you're not going to wear it again. It relates to the sugya, the chakir in batashkos. Is it just because of the hefzid hana? Is it just the maisa destructive? Either way. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, again, Korei b'chamaso v'chol makaklon, says the Gemara, Boi kumi Rabbi ba, heichma da'ata amar taman. He asked him the following. We learned in a brisa. Hashochei chatasu b'shabbos. Somebody has to bring a carbon chatas. He's not supposed to shechtet on Shabbos. What if he did shechtet on Shabbos? Right? Even in Yisrael, it's a lot of shecht on Shabbos. It's a lot of shecht. So let's say you shechted your carbon, kiper. You get a kaparo with this animal, but you did not vera. You're mechal Shabbos, maybe a cheres. You get a kaparo for the first chatos that you, the first din that you did, but you gotta bring another one. So the Gemara says, va'amar ofhacha, but so to here, we take out the word lo, yatzi de kiro, just like if you bring carbon chatos, you're not supposed to bring carbon chatos on Shabbos, but if you bring your shech the carbon chatos on Shabbos, it works, but you did another avera, so you should say the same with the kriya, you're not supposed to tear kriya on Shabbos, if you're all to die on Shabbos, you're supposed to wait till after Shabbos, but if you did, we should say it works. Just like the chatas work, we say the kriya works. And if the kriya works, so isn't that then a tikkun? And therefore, why does the Mishnah say potter? The Mishnah says, if you karei b'chamaso potter. But if it's, you would yotzei yedei kriya, so then isn't that something constructive? And therefore, why you potter? Right? If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in the second white line there, ofacha yatsi de kriya, vi amur afachas yatsi de kriya, de chihechi de lo amrinan, de kima denase v'isser lo kifer, hachanami, avakav denase v'isser ta lo kriya. And therefore it should be constructive, and therefore why you putter. Ela Karebi Shimon. It must be the reason that you're putter is not because of, you know, it could be a tikkun, but Rebbe Shimon, meaning and remember the Yerushalmi, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, might have a different definition of than the Bavli. And here there's a derech agav benefit of the kriya. Let your yotzei de kriya, but still it's not the inherent purpose of tearing. Yes, it's a mitzvah, but tearing is, you're creating the gufo shel ha'maisa is having a ribbeg at it. And that doesn't serve any purpose for you, and therefore that's a malach shein sukh legufa. That's why you would be putter in the Mishnah. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll make a comment on that line. Says the Gemara, Amarlan, wait a minute. Right, we just said we're comparing, the Gemara asked, just like, right, they asked, Rabbi Ba asked, just like by Chatos, if you shechted it, it works, and you should did another Aveira. So to Kriya, so he said, oh no, it has to be Rabbi Shimon. That's why you're putter. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Amarlan, maybe there's a different reason. You're not forced for it to be Rabbi Shimon. Maybe the Mishnah could even be according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's a different reason you should be putter. Why? There's a difference between the Chatos case and the Kriya case. Taman, over there by the Chatos, by the Korban Chatos, you shechted the Chatos on Shabbos, you weren't supposed to. Hu garam la'atzmo. This person sinned. He wants kapara.
And therefore, you could say that, he shouldn't have done it, but if he did it, it works. Bramhacha, but here, at garamtalo. But it's the at, who we talking to? At, meaning you rabbis. You were the ones that created the mitzvah of Kriya. And if you create the mitzvah of Kriya and you said it can't be done on Shabbos, it's kind of like, heim amru v'heim amru. They said you have to do Kriya not on Shabbos. So they said, if you do it on Shabbos, it doesn't work. So maybe it is totally, you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya if you do it on Shabbos. So it's totally destructive. And therefore, it could even be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda, Makalkel is also Drabanan. And therefore, maybe it could even be according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, I don't think that that's such a chilek. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, the afilu taman, even over there by the chatas. At garam to, am garam lo. You, that's the halacha. She luli shamartalo, she yavo, heich hayim is kaperlo. Right? The Torah asers you to bring it on Shabbos. So just like the Rabbanan would aser it, and then they would say, if you do it, it doesn't work. They should say the same thing by chatas. And if you say by chatas it does work, then you say by kriya it does work too. Right, Havitzorach Meimer, Derbi Shimonis. I don't like that Chiluk, says the Gemara, between Chatas and Kriya. You should say they both either work or they both don't work. And because we say it works, and therefore it's constructive, so why you putter in the Mishnah? So the reason you're putter in the Mishnah must be because of Rabbi Shimon. Once you're shechting on Shabbos, like to mention that Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. The Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Yudalid talks about if somebody shechs on Shabbos, is it a kosher shechita? Right, the Mishnah says, Hashochet b'Shabbos u'b'yom ha-Kippurim. Avo b'shem ischayev b'nafsho, shechidasuk sheira. Even if a person is chayev misa, right, he's shechten on Shabbos, still shechidasuk sheira if he did the proper shechita. And Tosfos there asks, it's a proper shechita? One second, but isn't he a mumar? Right, how can he be a proper shechita? Shechidas mumar is not allowed. Is nevela. Right, so ask Tosfos there, Hashochet b'Shabbos, Tosfos asks, isn't it, let me find the, I feel amazed by look me, tema, I'm amazed, hech shikhazok sheirava, mumal chalo, shabbasos, also achamishchit also. Right? If it's talking about mazed, shochid b'shabbos, and you're really chayav misa, so then how could we from the shchita? Right? Also achamishchit also. So Tosfos in the Shlomar, there's been farheskia and bitsina, one answer, or another answer is whether it's the, this is the first time, right? He didn't, he hasn't been a mumar yet. It's one time. He only becomes a mumar afterwards. So that's a big discussion. And the other Ran has another answer, but it's a very interesting discussion in Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Mishnah in Chulam. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, one second, we know there's a sugi at the beginning of Maseches Tumura called the sugi of Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani, where if you do something, sometimes it works. If the Torah says don't do it, and if you do it, does it work? Does it not work? Right, like if you try to marry your sister, it doesn't work. If you go and try to marry a grusha, it does work, even though both are usher. One's chavi krisis, one's chavi lavid. But what's the rule? What's the exception? Sometimes you try to do something, machlokas abayin rava, whether mahani or lo mahani. So if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger on this mishnah, one second. So why should shechita suk sheira? The Torah says you can't shecht. If the Torah says you can't shecht, then the shechita shouldn't be good, and therefore we should say if you say you have a lo mahani, we should say that it doesn't work. Right, he quotes, Ha'achronim heviyo kushya b'shem maharimat. De la Rava, de Amar the Rava, who says, we paskin like Rava. Right, Abai only in six cases. All the other cases paskin like Rava. Komos, the Rachman of 70 of and Lomahani. According to Rava, Lomahani, Amai shkita sokshera. Why is shkita sokshera? He said, Lomahani. The Torah says not to do it. So he answers, and the Marit and others say, you only say Lomahani if by saying Lomahani, the Avera will not have been done. You say you try to do an Avera, then we're going to say, no, it doesn't work, and therefore you didn't do the Avera. That's where you would say Lomahani. But in a case where you will have done the Avera anyway, the Lomahani is not going to help you. What's the Avera here by Shechita and Shabbos? It's not Shechita, it's killing. So even if we say, okay, you didn't Shecht, it's an Avela. So you didn't do it. So you still do an Avera, you still killed an animal. And therefore, that's Nechira. So it's not going to help you. Avalacha eino iser machma Shechita, says Rabbi Veger, elo deha iser shelo lasos utilos neshama. V'yaf menechira ba'alma aser ubazel oshayach lomar de lomahani the sof asa hanatilas neshama umitzad ma'isa shchita in ba'aver yoser mi benechira, and therefore it's not going to help you. So that's a discussion, two discussions in Chulin of the shchita on Shabbos, which our Gemara brought up. Number one about mumar, and number two in terms of yavid mahani yavid lomahani. Okay, we continue. Chavraya boy kumin Rabbi Yossi. So now we get into. We had this back, if you remember, in Maseches Brachas a little bit. Here we go. discussions of mitzvah haba they were very important lashonos. Chavaya boy kumi Rabbi Yosi lo ken amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon Yosadik. Didn't he say matzah gzula eno Yosi b'dechavas by Pesach? Right, matzah, stolen matzah, you can't use on Pesach. So basically asking, so why are you Yotzi de Kriya? How are you Yotzi your Kriya? Right, it's basically Mitzvah Baba Veira. So how are you Yotzi? Parenthetically, remember the Ritva quotes Ashita of Tosfos a few times in Maseches Sukkah, on Daf Tes, on Daf Chavtes Lamed, where he quotes Bali Tosfos say that Mitzvah Baba Veira is only by certain malachos that are certain mitzvahs that are balaratzos. Meaning mitzvahs that are there specifically for direct appeasement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a karban and like lulav. That's it. Karban and lulav, that's where you have mitzvah baveir. Mitzvah baveir is found very sporadically, very not too often in the Bavli. Have it by making a bracha, but that's it, by lulav and karban. But it's clear, the Ritva quotes this Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi has it by matzah too. The Bavli does not have it by matzah. But the Yerushalmi, the Ritva says, hey, what does this Bali Tosfos do with the Yerushalmi? The answer is they would have the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. Okay, but the Gemara asks, I have stolen matzah, you're not Yotze, so why are Yotze mitzvah de kriya? So Amar alone, an amazing graphic, illustrative line that we could have many shiurim about. Amar alone, taman gufa aveira, bramhacha hu avar aveira. Which basically means, chefsa versus gavra maisa. Right, mitzvah babavera requires a chefsa, a labeled chefsa. So if you have a stolen matzah that's labeled, here you did an avera, but it's not labeled. Nothing's labeled, and he says, after all, kachanu omrim hotzi matzah b'shus yachlo shus arabim, and yosu b'dechavas b'pesach. If Pesach is on Shabbos and you carried the matzah hotza, you're not going to be yotze. Yeah, it is. The avera is done. The avera is over, and therefore now do the mitzvah. So there's a difference between that the maisa, the mitzvah baba avera requires a chefza. Continue. Tani matzah gzula asla varichaleha. The Brisa says matzah gzula you can't make a bracha on. The Karban Eda assumes this means this is arguing on the previous. Maybe you're yotze with matzah gzula, but you can't make a berachas mitzvah on it. You can't make a berachas mitzvah, but that's boseya berach nietz Hashem. Amar Rav Oshia, Hashem obeir boseya berach nietz Hashem. If you bless Hashem on something like this, something stolen, that's an abomination. It's an abomination. Amar Rav Yona, there's a machlokas. The Karban Eda there assumes, and this is getting into the Rambam Ravid machlokas, what about the hamotzi? Fine, you don't say al achilas matzah if it's stolen. What about the hamotzi? So that's a machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Karban Eda assumes here that you would make hamotzi. Amar Rav Yona hadat amar betchila. This is only a discussion about the brachas before eating the matzah. Aval besof lo damu chayev lo. But the bracha afterwards, benching, aren't you only chayev damim? Meaning, once a person eats the matzah, the stolen matzah, he's kone it b'shinoi. Shini kone, so the matzah is no longer stolen. It's nishtane, so it's owned by the person eating it. So mamela, when you got the pleasure and you have to thank Hashem afterwards, the benching, then for sure you have to, because that's not you. At that point, you didn't eat stolen matzah anymore. You ate your matzah, and you just have to only pay back money. That's shinui kone. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yona Amar, ein avera mitzvah. Rabbi Yosa Amar, ein mitzvah avera. Trying to point to the same thing. An avera can't be a mitzvah, and a mitzvah can't be an avera. It sounds like a svara. Right, what's the source for mitzvah ba baveira? So it sounds like it's giving a svara. The Gemara then quotes a pasuk, Amar Rabbi Ila, Eila ha-mitzvahs. Im asiyasa ke-mitzvah san. If you did the mitzvah like you're supposed to do the mitzvah, hein mitzvahs, then they're mitzvahs. V'im lav, ein mitzvahs. And if not, they're not. Sounds like a din d'araisa, right? Tosfos has a deya in Maseches Sukkah that, the whole din of mitzvah ba baveira is a din d'rabanan. Midaraisa Hashem's not medaktik. Midaraisa Hashem will accept the mitzvah. Midrabanan. The rabbanan are makbid on Hashem's covenant more than Hashem is. And therefore they came up. It sounds like from here that it's based on a real drasha. It's a real drasha. It's not just an asmachta. What are these two deyas? Rabbi Yona, ein avera mitzvah, ein mitzvah avera. So maybe one could suggest there is a machlokas rishonim, the Ritva and the Ramban, and others, in a few places that talk about how you really define mitzvah baba avera. If you look in the rishonim in the beginning of Luv HaGazal, ask, what about tevel? Why by Tevel does the Gemara say, you know why, or by Irani Dachas, or they give these other reasons. They don't always say it's Mitzvah Baba Veira. Right? So why by Irani Dachas, Kedusim Echta Shi'ure. So that's what Tosfos discusses there in Sukkah and Daf Lamed. Tosfos says in Sukkah, why is it typically
Why Vim Tomer Lakaman? Well, we pass a lulav and asher and irani dachas because of the, it's as if it's pulverized. Michlas yirei, same as Abba Avera. Tosva says it's only said when you got to the Avera through the mitzvah. Machmas Averas hagezel ba'a ha-mitzvah. Avalhani, but tevel irani dachas, you didn't get to the mitzvah because of the Avera. If you stole it, you stole it, and different you can do the mitzvah because you stole it. But the others happen to be Averas, but they're not inherent to the mitzvah. That's Tosfos. If you look in the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Chavtes, he has a different answer. He says, no, mitzvah bav Avera is only if the mitzvah is mashlim the Avera, like the Kinyan, kind of the opposite. Is it that you need the Avera to get to the mitzvah, or the mitzvah is mashlim the Avera? Two days, Ritva and Tosfos. Maybe that's what's going on here. Rabbi Yona says, ein Avera mitzvah. You can't do an Avera to get to the mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein mitzvah Avera. A mitzvah cannot be mashlim the Avera. So maybe that those two days in the Rishonim might have its roots in here. And remember, mitzvah Avera always has to be looked at in the larger scheme of things along with Asi Dachalos Asei and Lamani Teklasei. Those are the three sugyas where we have mitzvahs and Averas overlapping each other. But mitzvah Avera, again, is one of the largest topics in all of Shas and Chazal. And it comes up here again. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. B'Hashem, we'll continue.